Well, he's out. I know you already know that, but I want you to take a mental journey with me just for some context. I think that perspective and context is really important. I think that we need to always place ourselves into the shoes, historically speaking, of what matters, what we have been through as a people, so that we can best evaluate exactly what we're witnessing now in these United States. I'm speaking, of course, about Kevin McCarthy, the former Speaker of the House of Representatives. I believe he's the 55th Speaker of the House, ousted, first time in American history. But I want to take you through a little bit of recent modern American history to understand the context. So let's all pretend that we were born in the year of our Lord, 1900 AD. It's not that long ago. Practically anybody listening to the Crusade Channel remembers the 90s, possibly the 80s. So if you think about it, we're really only talking about our parents or our grandparents' generation. Okay? We are born in the year 1900. By our 14th birthday, the world will have gone to war. The war to end all wars. The First World War. It wasn't called World War I at that time. We would have called it the War to End All Wars, or the Great War. We witnessed 22 million people perish in that war. Many of our friends would have gone over to Europe. They would have volunteered to defend the Entente, the British and the French people. They would have fought the Krauts in World War I. Trench warfare. The introduction of heavy artillery, heavy machine gunning, and deadly gas. Trench warfare over individual square feet. A game of inches. A test of endurance. The ultimate definition of a war of attrition. To be the last man standing. This was on your 14th birthday when this began. It would have been over by your 18th birthday. But then in about a year, the so-called Spanish flu epidemic would have hit the planet. And that would have gone for a couple years till your 20th birthday. And if you weren't shocked and horrified by 22 million people perishing in the war to end all wars, 50 million people will have died in just 2 years. Yes, 50 million people from the so-called Spanish flu. Of course, now, that is a pejorative name given to the Spaniards, not even a Spanish origin, the flu. In fact, I have a totally different theory about that, which maybe we'll have time to get to in this program. If not, remind me to talk to you about the Spanish flu. 50 million people dead by the time you're a young man, young woman, on your 20th birthday. Before you turn 30, on your 29th birthday, we begin what is called the Great Depression. During the Great Depression, which lasts until your 38th birthday, a huge chunk of your productive, working young adult years. Unemployment will have been more than 25%. The world gross domestic product will have dropped by almost 30%. Your country will have nearly collapsed. The world economy will have nearly collapsed. And if you were lucky, if you were one of the lucky ones, you had a job that paid you $300 a year. Less than a dollar a day. That's for your late 20s and the majority of your 30s. So you've already seen 22 million people perish in the trenches, 50 million people perish from the Spanish flu. And now you've lived through the Great Depression, earning less than a dollar a day, well into your 30s. And then when you turn 39 years old, World War II begins. You're not even, quote unquote, over the hill. You're 39. You're watching as Europe pulls itself apart again. If you lived in London or any of continental Europe, you would have seen bombings in your neighborhoods, invasions of your country by foreign soldiers. It would be customary and normal for you to see tank and artillery units moving through your streets on a daily occurrence. Between your 39th and 45th birthday, 75 million people will have died in that war. You've lived through two world wars, the Spanish flu and the Great Depression. Now you're really ready to start living life. You're 45 years old, and by the time you're 50, you witnessed the Korean War with 5 million perish. At 55, the Vietnam War begins. And that takes you into your 75th year of life. That's 20 years of fighting in Vietnam. An untold millions of people perish in Vietnam. Mostly Oriental people. On your 62nd birthday, you will have witnessed the Cuban Missile Crisis, a tipping point in the Cold War. It will have been claimed that life on planet Earth as we know it was on the brink of ending. But of course, the sensible leaders prevented that from happening. On your 100th year of life, you will have seen the dot-com scare, the Y2K. You would try to understand exactly what is meant by Y2K, but these young people are speaking way too fast. That's the kind of things that our forefathers, either in Europe or in the United States, have lived through. That's the kind of crisis that they have dealt with, overcome, and endured. From the war to end all wars and trench warfare, 22 million people dead, to the Spanish flu that claimed 50 million people in just 2 years' time, to 9 years of a Great Depression crushing people's family, wealth, dreams, living on less than a dollar a day, straight into World War II, before your 40th birthday, 75 million people dead. 5 years later into Korea, fighting against the communist Chinese, 5 million people dead. Then 20 years of combat in Vietnam, by which point many people have just had enough. Cuban Missile Crisis during that time. We didn't even get to the 1980s. We didn't get to the bombing in Lebanon of the Marine barracks. We didn't get to the wars in the 1990s in Kosovo. Iraq, the first time. Let alone the next 20-year saga of endless war in the Middle East, which came precipitously and clumsily to an end by fake Catholic usurper in chief Joe Biden. For all the people who were born in 1900, how do you think they survived everything? Here's a question. When you were a child in 1965, you probably didn't think that your 65-year-old grandparents had any idea how hard your little life was. They don't know how hard school is. They don't know how mean the children are in my class. They don't know anything about me. These, the hard men and women who lived through the transformation of the world, the establishment of the New World Order. Hundreds of millions of souls snuffed out by disease and war and communism. These people lived through all that. And then the baby boomers came along and ruined everything. They wrecked it. They said, they don't understand me. I don't have to listen to the man. I'm special and unique and different. I want to be free. I want sexual revolution. I want no guardrails on my personal behavior. I don't want to fight this, quote-unquote, endless war in Vietnam. This after your parents, the parents of the baby boomers, had fought for Europe twice. Had fought in Asia already. Had endured a real epidemic, which really killed people. And were staring down communism and an alleged nuclear holocaust. We have slowly but surely, in my view, lost perspective. We have been dislodged from any grounding, any modicum of understanding of what life is like, really, on Earth. The vast majority of human life on Earth has been untold suffering. Human life on planet Earth is characterized by war, famine, and pestilence. And if you had been born in 1900, you would have experienced war, famine, and pestilence. Two world wars, the Great Depression, and the Spanish flu. We have been insulated from war, famine, and pestilence ever since the establishment of the New World Order. We have lived comfortable lives, free from war. War is something that you watch on TV. War is something that the kid from Alabama goes and fights. But not the well-bred, Harvard man. Famine is something that only conveniently affects inner city blacks, making them controllable members of the Democrat Party. Famine is a weapon system now directed at our voting bases to entrap them in government handouts and force them to continually vote for the ruling class. Pestilence has been largely eradicated through the miracle of vaccines. No, that's what they tell us. It's really just the miracle of washing your hands. It's really just the miracle of personal hygiene. You know, when we started washing our hands with soap, an amazing thing happened. The measles disappeared. They did. You can look at the disappearance of measles, and it began in a sharp way long before there was ever a measles vaccine. People think it was the measles vaccine which rid the earth of measles. No. It's just hygiene. It's just cleanliness.